Mr. C. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everybody else left me. Yeah, Timmy left me because I can't tell you, but well, can we go to your office or something? I don't want anybody else to hear this. Embarrassing, but Timmy left with John and Jake and all the rest of them, and they're all going out to Jake's dad's place, and I was supposed to go with them, but I told Timmy I didn't want to because okay, like, you know, Timmy and I have been dating a while, and it's prom night, and it was supposed to be our first time. And I really was excited, and I was really ready. But then he said that, but he told me he was gonna get like a hotel room and it was gonna be romantic. And then he told me that instead we were going out to Jake's parents' place and that we were gonna, like, in Jake's little brother's room? I mean, come on. You know, look at all the effort I put into this night. I mean, can you just see this dress? Do you know how long it took me to find this dress? I went to 14 different shops. Oh, and it just, well, I mean, it fits perfect, right? And, God, like, I spent so much time on my makeup and my hair, and I, well, other things too, you know, like I was just, it was supposed to be such a special night. And now he left me here, and it's not like I can call my parents. What am I gonna tell them? Sorry, I had to come home early for the prom because my boyfriend did. I mean, I can't do that. And I didn't bring any money for a cab or anything, and obviously I can't walk home in these heels. Do you think you could give me a lift? I'd really appreciate that. Mr. C, you're the best. But here's the thing, like, I can't go home yet because my parents are still gonna be up, and they're gonna see me like this, and I'm gonna look a mess. And my mom was like, "Oh, you should stay out all night. It's your junior prom. It's big night." And I think she knew that I was gonna, but I can't. I don't feel like I can go home right now. Is there somewhere that we could go and just hang out for a little while? I can't go home right now. You don't mind? That'd be really sweet. Thanks. So how did I pick this one out of all the dresses? Well, I really like the neckline on this. I mean, of course, my dad was like, "Oh God, you're not leaving the house with that." But I like how much it shows off. And I really like this pink color. It's like, you know, kind of like a deep, rich pink. You know, it's pretty. It makes me feel pretty. You're so sweet. So, your house is like just around the corner? And you're sure it's okay just to hang out there for like maybe an hour or two? That'd be great. Yeah, I can't believe Tim did that to me. He's such a jerk. We didn't even get like a last dance. I mean, he's been kind of been drinking most of the afternoon, so he wasn't exactly a little light on his feet anyway. Really? Okay. Yeah, I'd love to have a dance. It would mean a lot to me. Sure, your living room is as good a place as any. You know, Mr. C, you've been like the best teacher. And you're always so sweet and kind. You definitely dance a lot better than Tim. I don't have to worry about my toes. This feels really good. I hope you don't mind if I rest my head on your shoulder. Close my eyes. This is so romantic. I love the way your hand feels against the skin on my back. Yeah, I know this dress is kind of low in the front and in the back. But your hand feels good. Mr. C, can you move your hand a little lower? Oh, yeah. This is so good. You know, I almost think this is better than trying to get Tim to concentrate on something for long enough. I can tell you know how to make someone feel good. That's so nice. Yeah, I like it. Please kiss me there. Right on the neck. I know my dangly earrings get in the way. This is why I wanted to wear my hair up. Having my neck kissed. No, I want you to. Please don't stop. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah. You touch me so nice. Yeah, hold me closer like that. You know, I appreciate it too that you wore a tux. I know a lot of the chaperones don't. They just wear what they wear to teach in, but you look really good. But I don't know. It looks like your necktie should be loosened a little, maybe. Here, let me do that. I just want you to be comfortable. Speaking of comfortable, it might be time to take off these heels. Yeah. Could you help me with these? You know, like they've got these tiny little buckles, and I have such a problem with them. Yeah, here, I'll sit on the couch. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a tiny, tiny little buckle. It's so hard to get. I had to get help getting them on. But they're so delicious looking, aren't they? So sparkly. And silver match my earrings. Your touch feels so good. Yeah, I guess the slit on this dress is kind of high, isn't it? That's a nice touch along my leg. No, I don't mind at all. Now the other? Yeah. Did you just kiss my foot? No, I didn't mind it. I just, nobody's ever done that before. It kind of made me giggle a little, but it feels good. You can keep kissing me. Yeah, like that. Up by my knee. It tickles there. Oh, but it feels good too. Yeah. Hands feel so good on my thighs. You know, I picked out these panties thinking that Tim would see them tonight, but I'm really glad that you're the one who's gonna see them. Because I already feel so much better than I would have expected. I thought black lace would be just super sexy. You know, because the dress is, you know, pink, and so I don't know, I just thought there. Right through my panties. I'm sure I'm wet, aren't I? Oh, God, that feels so good. Yeah. Tear open this dress. It's kind of tight and I'm breathing really heavy. Maybe you should help me out of it. There's a zipper on the side. Can you get it for me? Oh, yeah. Let me just slide down the straps and stand up. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's these strapless bras are just they're so obnoxious. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and take that off too? Please, Mr. C. I want this so much. I want this night to be special. special for me. Your mouth is so warm. Lick them like that. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. You like that belly ring, huh? Oh, you're licking it? Oh, that feels good too. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to get back on the couch? Okay. And you want me to... okay. Yeah, my hands are a little shaky too. Oh, yeah. Oh. And just pull these out and take off. Oh, these pants. Oh, I guess you should probably take your shoes off first, huh? Here, I can untie them. Yeah. Okay, now the other one. Yeah. There you can. You're only the second person I've ever seen naked, so... I mean, yeah, besides myself. Wow. Can I touch you? Oh. I really like... That's really nice. Yeah. I really like your... Sorry, I know I'm getting the giggles, but it's just something you never think you're gonna say to your teacher. But, well, and you're so hard. Is that because of me? You've thought about this before, haven't you? With me. Well, I'm glad. I'm so glad this is happening. You feel so good in my hand. Will you make love to me? Please. No, please, I want you to. This is so perfect. This is so much more romantic than Jake's basement or his little brother's room. And you don't smell like booze, and you've already made me feel so good, and I want this. Please. Yeah, let's go to your bed. I'd kind of prefer my first time not to be on a couch, too. I know, so picky, aren't I? Okay, so you want me to, do you want me just to lay down or okay. So excited. I know this is gonna feel so good. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Stroking along my thighs. Teasing me. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, please. You feel so close. So. looking at me. Oh, this is incredible. No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. It's just so good. Don't expect me back tonight. Can I just stay here with you? Please. Thank you. Oh, yeah.